This is Jim Robbins, author of Recover Your Good Heart, Living Free from Religious Guilt and the Shame of Not Good Enough. I want to pose a question today. Are you fighting the wrong thing? You may not even know it. A friend of author Wayne Jacobson once drew a cartoon where Jesus opens his arms to the masses and says, "Come to me, all you who are heavy burdened, and I will give you an accountability group." The quote, "Christianity" many of us were invited into declares that the battle we face is against the heart, not for it. Why? Because the underlying assumption of a false gospel is that the heart is deceitfully wicked, even after you've been made a new creation in Christ. We warn each other about the alleged dangers of following our hearts. We say things like, "Don't trust your heart, it will lead you astray." Or, "You have a wandering heart, a divided heart." Or, "Reject the desires of your heart. If it's what you want, it probably isn't what God wants." These are the kinds of things we say to ourselves under a false gospel. Now certainly discernment must accompany desire. You need to know if a desire is coming from your heart and is therefore a noble and good desire, or if it's coming from another source. Or it may just be that your heart may need mentoring before you rush headlong into something that's good but untimely. But this is not to say that the heart is still deceitfully wicked when you become a Christian. Scripture says, "I will give you a new heart." That's the gift of Jesus to you when you say yes to him. Paul even says, "In my inner being, I delight in God's commands." So how can he delight in God's commands if his heart, his inmost being, is rebelliously set against God? He wouldn't be able to delight in God's commands. When you said yes to Jesus, he gave you his own noble-hearted nature. But the irony is, the brand of misguided Christianity that pins the heart to the wall so that it won't go astray actually produces Christians who go to war against the most holy and noble place within them. These misled souls end up mistrusting their best self. The Christian has then set herself against the very residence of goodness and wholeness that God has set within her. We quote, "May Christ dwell in your heart through faith," then we attack the very heart where Jesus dwells within us. So not only are we at war with our best selves, we're at war with God, because we've shackled and shut down the heart of his work, literally. The core of God's work in any man or woman begins by replacing a ruined heart with a royal heart, and we've rejected our own crown. This false gospel creates a house divided by doing things like guarding against the heart rather than guarding the heart, the wellspring of life within you, or by holding the heart hostage rather than healing the heart's wounds, or by locking the heart away rather than loosing the heart from false suspicion. So don't fight the wrong thing. Fight the enemy of your heart, the accuser, but don't wage war against the throne room God has set within you. In Christ, your heart becomes your ally, not your enemy. If you want to know more about what it means to already have a good and noble heart in Christ, and if there's scriptural basis for this, you can go to my website, thegoodandnobleheart.com.